think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We knew that nice weather pattern wouldn't last too long, but finally now it's fading. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cool as it has been. Overnight, low temperature 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, you'll start to feel more and more humidity. It's going to be hot and humid with a high temperature in the lower 90s. There'll be some spotty, widely scattered storms here and there in the afternoon and evening hours, and then more of the same on Monday and Tuesday. High temperatures back to the 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Distracted old Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, the biggest of the whole week, the Friday Mishpucha, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. My name is Greg Bedell, my Tomalite sidekick.
Joey.
He's here too. So is Rosie. So is Eddie Bader.
And here they are.
The Energy Jeb.
Please clap.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
And with proper attribution to Dan Morris for breaking his story on his show earlier this afternoon, Martha Roby electing to not seek re-election for her seat in the 2nd District of Alabama. Could it be that comment I made the other morning when she was testifying at the Mueller hearing, it was Mueller time, that she had kind of a shempish hairstyle, you know, sort of.
I thought she looked good.
What are you eating?
I didn't see her.
Cheese.
I don't know, it was all kind of swept to the side. It was kind of hard to tell. I don't know.
How about you look good?
How do I look?
You look great today.
Fantastic.
I mean,
you look wonderful. You look like you're ready for the weekend.
I might be ready to run for her seat.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Do it.
That's what a couple of people have said. Do it.
I don't believe you.
Why?
I don't think you will. I think you're just talking. You're all talk, Mr. Funny Man. Do it.
This is my alleged partner.
Oh, I am.
My reinforcement.
Sometimes love means not being a nice guy. Love means tough love. And sharing the truth. Pushing people to make good decisions. You should do it.
Eddie?
Oh, I agree.
Rosie?
I think you can do whatever you want to do. I think you have a lot of influence right where you are.
That's true.
Well, that's what Jeff Sessions.
And you enjoy doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure you would enjoy Congress.
Would you not enjoy yelling at people in Congress on a regular basis?
Greg? I want to jump on top of a table.
Exactly.
In a hearing and say, you know.
Finally, somebody that represents Alabama the way Alabama needs to be represented.
And you're literally going to jump on top of tables?
Why not?
Is that good for your sciatica?
I don't really have a problem with that. anymore.
So you start hopping on top of tables every day.
Wouldn't be my sciatic I'd be worried about jumping up on top of a table.
Just remember who has the power here.
Hi, kids. The world is
oh, no. No, you're not going to bother me with that today.
I'm going to help you
look at this.
Make sense of it all. Let's learn about death.
Just a reminder.
That was a threat.
Anyway, why? Let's get into the why of this decision. Do we know why? Has she made a statement as to why she's not running for re-election?
Why? Yeah, why? Statement was handed out. It's pretty generic. I could read it for you if you like.
You know, because when I tried to find the story online after I heard about it, I got a text from Emily Hayes. And thank you, Emily, for doing that. There was nothing in a Google search about Martha Roby announcing that she would not seek re-election. Nothing. There were plenty of stories, though, from 2016 and how close she came to losing that seat because she denounced Trump like 2 days before the election. And for all the efforts she made, Becky Gerritsen got some support. Martha won the primary, but Becky's name came roaring back.
Yes, it did.
As a write-in. And it damn near cost her the seat. So I'm wondering, there's a lot of possibilities here. Even some long-shot possibilities. Running for Senate against Doug Jones.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah.
We already got enough strong candidates.
I don't see anybody that's announced for that as particularly strong in the, let's put it in the passion category. That wow, that's who we need.
Well, fair enough. I think
because we need somebody to solidly kick Doug Jones' fat ass.
I think it's going to be
out of that seat
to the curb.
That is a mistake, and Roy Moore cannot be that candidate. He cannot be. We'll lose again.
I think it's going to be Tommy Tuberville.
You do?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Right now, he's got the most name ID. He's got money, even his own money if he has to.
He's playing the outsider populist card, so go away. Yeah. Go away, Roy Moore.
There's a vote.
Or I'm going to start playing Gary Puckett in the Union Gap every day if you keep running more.
What's the temperature in the studio, by the way? 70 degrees?
No.
No.
I'm going to go sure 74.
Well, it's going down.
Okay.
My chocolate is melting.
I mean, I could read this statement from Martha Roby, but it doesn't give a reason.
It doesn't?
No.
And it could be a number of things. You know, it could be family. It could be looking at the reality of the 2020 elections and what happened last time.
That's what I think, the reality of she's going to have to fight that much harder this go-round. And she might not have that fight in her no more.
I think you have to sacrifice a lot. I mean, I'm sure the men do also, but I think if you're a woman and you've got small children, that would be so hard.
I agree. And I got to say this. I was very critical of Martha on a number of points, but setting aside politics, I saw her with her family, and she was known to a lot of people here. And if she said, I wanted to be around and available to the kids, they're at an age that you're only going to be going through this one time, I would believe that.
Yeah.
I would believe that. And she also told us, Joey, if I'm not mistaken, in either 12 or 14, that she did not want to become one of those 20-term
She did.
Congress critters.
She did say that.
And I want to give her credit for that, if that's part of the reason. I saw the Senate as a long shot, and I saw, what about running for mayor of Montgomery?
It's too late.
Too late to qualify?
Yeah, deadline
the qualifying is over.
That's why I said it was a real long shot.
Yeah, indeed.
I'm so full of
crap. Guess she could run a run.
Yeah, like the next mayoral election.
I mean, she could, like, really serve the community and, you know, start a business.
That would be good.
Serve the community much more than our congressmen.
Yeah, put some money and jobs in the community.
Start a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe become a minister. Money. Well, just a way to hide money.
A businessman from Zaire.
Talk about a long shot.
No, I was reading the statement. It's essentially saying thank you to everybody and all the things we've helped accomplish with the veterans and the military and farmers.
Leave it on a high note.
She gets credit for that.
Yeah, she does.
She deserves credit for that. Mm-hmm. I have always wondered who it was that convinced her to make that statement before the election in 2016. Oh, yeah. She didn't have to condemn him. She didn't have to denounce him. I really think that cast a real serious shadow over her conservative credentials. Not that they were real big, bold, and beautiful at any particular point, but everybody in the district knew what that, you know, pulling a tape like that out is. The women here in this district, when we were talking about that, said, I've heard worse in the ladies' locker room.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get real.
Yeah.
And even I got yelled at by Jeff Sessions because, not yelled at, but
stern talking to.
Yeah. I said, why is this stuff? And he stopped me and said, whoa.
No, he was just this shy of telling you to go out back and pick your switch.
Ooh.
Do it.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place.
I love it.
I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about death.
Okay. Wait, no, I want to learn about death.
Nah, later. We got a call.
Red Top.
Was he just on Dan's show, like...
Mm, No, it was a little while ago. Yeah, he might have been on for a second. He calls every day. I forget.
I'm just asking. That's okay.
Hey guys.
Hey.
You know, for some reason, last week I woke up at 6:40 in the morning, and believe me, that's out of character for me. Because I'm an artist. I'm up till 2 every night. And I happened to turn on the TV, and I saw you guys in the studio. And I guess you're on TV every morning?
Yes, every morning around 6:40 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Wow! I must have just caught y'all for a minute. And what struck me is how small the studio was. Or it looks very small from the camera. Is it as small as it actually looks? It's just... You guys really crowded, as four y'all crowded around a small table with monitors. Is that all there is to it?
Well, I wouldn't want it any different than it is. In a way, this is our breakfast table with four seats. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to make eye contact, and I need to have my screens within reach of the mouse and within reading distance. So, yeah, I wouldn't want it any larger.
And also, Red Top, the camera shot from that angle does make it look smaller.
It does.
This is actually
actually bigger than it looks.
This much bigger than most radio studios.
But, you know, guys, it really reminded me of being in the studio, the recording studio, all the guys sitting around the recording console doing the final mix.
I know all about that because I used to work for Styx.
Styx? Really?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Hey, you know, if I ran for Martha's Seat, I could play the Tommy Shaw connection.
Ooh, great.
Yes, you could.
Crystal ball.
I think Martha's not running because she doesn't want to serve under Donald Trump anymore. She don't like it.
Possibility.
We have to allow for that possibility, and that's
pretty
sad.
Well, I'm convinced she hadn't had one damn thing nice to say about him during all these hearings at all. She has made no comments. Did you guys see her read her questions on the investigation or the hearings the other day?
No, I made them turn off the monitor. I didn't want to look at it.
Yeah, it was very robotic. She really didn't act like she wanted to do it, and the question was so long and drawn out, it really didn't amount to anything. But I feel she's still just like Donald Trump to the max and don't want to serve under him. And I'm kind of glad here. Did she actually officially announce she was not going to run?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That's dramatic.
It's electrifying.
And if you are taking a quest, I'd like you to. I think it's called Man of the House.
You mean
he's the man?
The man song.
Yeah.
The man song. So enjoyed it. Like your studio. Y'all have no windows, right?
Well, we have windows into the other rooms, but we don't have a window to the outside world.
Total fishbowl.
Okay. Gotcha. Oh, okay. Very much a recording studio. Okay. Thank you, fellas. Enjoyed the shows all week.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
It's like a zoo habitat for the barely functioning.
Needless to say, we've had a tremendous Facebook reaction to Martha's announcement. We'll get into some of that in a couple of minutes. And yeah, we're doing requests today for sure. The most electrifying story of the day brought to you by Mr. Electric. This is the solution for those of you who require an installation. You hear a buzzing sound coming from part of the house. Never wait on situations like that. Call Mr. Electric and get certified master electricians, fully credentialed people who can diagnose the situation. If it's an installation you need, they will give you an upfront price, and that is what you'll pay. There's no games. And you never have to worry about who to call when there's any need in that realm from this point forward. So jot down this number, 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com for your go-to electricians. We'll be right back. Clinton Duke, hang on.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. Plus, get a $5 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event is going on now, with everything you need to let the savings flow. Like the Moen Genta 4-inch faucet in brush nickel finish for just $99. It combines a contemporary modern design with a spot-resistant finish for a beautifully clean look in your bathroom. Today is the day for doing and stylish updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV. Weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On July 26th, 1943, the world welcomed little baby Mick Jagger.
Congratulations! It's a boy!
Thank you! Now we just need to get out of this crossfire hurricane!
Mick Jagger, a star is born.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Now that we have your undivided attention, here's Larry Stevens, trained newswoman, Rosie.
Yes, a listener called in to report heavy police presence on the Fairview Avenue area in Prattville by the apartment complex. Please stay clear.
Okay, and I'm going to shoot a note down to Balake about the situation.
Balake! Where is Balake at?
Well, he's in the traffic room, but these things go through channels, so sometimes, let's see, listener, I can have a conversation and do this at the same time. Duke, good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm not bad. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. Can I hear shaving cream today? I don't want the one I love.
who's going to track, will you be able to track the request? Song will be coming up out of the next break. Well, yeah, sure, glad to do it, man.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you remember the movie Scarface?
I only saw that once. I've surfed into it a couple of times. Parts of it struck me as silly.
There's a part of it where when they try to kill him in a bar, and there's a character dancing around the bar. I don't know. Anyway, I saw it the other night, but it reminded me of Nadler.
Nadler.
If he isn't
a great candidate for King Douchebag the First, I don't know who is. What an ass.
But I thought
that man is. Honest to God, he is just, he's the biggest walking turd in a necktie I have ever seen in my life. He's disgusting. He's a piece of work.
Why don't you really tell us how you feel, Greg?
Piece of work!
Y'all have a great weekend.
I have to say, because I can't say piece of on the radio.
Hey, is Eddie there?
Eddie, yes, Bader is here.
Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Clean the property on Bennett Drive.
All right. We can just get somebody to buy that sucker. I've got an offer actually going back and forth right now on it.
Okay. Well, like I told you.
Better yet, sell my place in Bellwood West. It's beautiful with many upgrades. And Joey, can you run out and distribute some flyers for me during the show?
We got the interstate right there, Greg. I mean,
yeah, you just go up to the side of 85 right. And wave these.
That's what I'm thinking.
Beard court.
Would you like me to sell my body too, Greg?
Well, no, but if $20 is $20.
Gosh, and that pet fence has been repainted.
You know, Eddie, so there are some things we say off air and some things we say on air.
I'm learning.
Hey, guess what?
Huh?
Guess what? Gary G is in his hot tub. Oh, my. See ya.
Okay. That's right. Clint?
Good day, sir. Hey, as a retired veteran, Roby, I have contacted her office 5 times. I have never got one response back.
Mm. I'm sorry.
And I'm glad I hope she don't change her mind.
Well, I didn't say anything in regard to her service to veterans. I did, however, I know that, you know, with Congress critters, it's all about you know, keeping the funding going for businesses that are critical to a local area, like the Sikorsky factory, like keeping the base open here. They'll never close Maxwell, but you never know. You get a Democrat in the White House, they may not see the one Rucker as essential.
Right.
Why not combine the two? Save money. You never know.
But Greg, if you run, you got my vote, man. I will vote for you.
Well,
I hope you do. Hope you are really considering this.
Do it. Joey just wants the show. That's the only reason he's saying do it.
Yeah.
Do it!
Do it. Yeah, I echo that. I think you would do well.
Joey, would you
And my request for the today is a suit.
Okay. OBGYN.
Run, man. Think about it. Put some heavy thinking into that.
All right. And we had shaving cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Friday
Have
request.
Have a good afternoon.
He wants OBGYN?
Yes. Okay. Let's take a look.
I mean, I could run for a seat, but I don't think the people of district would enjoy my policy.
This is how I see it in my head, my fantasy land, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You approach voters with something completely different, an interactive congressional seat. In other words, there ain't going to be a damn thing that I vote on, that I bring up, along with a daily diary. Here's who I talked to today. Here's what they approached me about. In other words, complete transparency. Let's say we get a Republican speaker and they come up to the freshman and say, now here's what we need you to do. That's what the constituents are going to hear. And I don't want it to be a social media site that becomes, for trolls and all that kind of crap. But there must be some way to use technology to let people legitimately express their feelings about a bill that's up for a vote, what their priorities are. You know, this is where Trump really needs to double down, and so do the Republicans in Congress, on the immigration issue. It is the number one issue right now. They've got the wind at their back on the wall, and putting an end to this crap. And there's any number of Democrats on record as saying free health care for illegal aliens. In other words, all you got to do is paint those bastards, Democrats, as the party that cares more about people that don't belong here, that aren't American citizens, than they do you. So if it feels like you're being underserved by your representative, this is why. We have to restore the appreciation and the sovereignty of our country and our citizenship. Otherwise, it's not worth anything. You can just walk in and say, well, I'm being bullied by my current country, so I want to come here. I posted a link with a video early this morning. Ilhan Omar is not the only radical Somali in Minnesota. That was an area that Obama targeted with Somalian refugees. And now they're out terrorizing people because they got nothing better to do. Go to my page, look it up. You don't have to be a Facebook friend to see it. And what you see in that video is very disturbing. And that's the kind of crap stirring that the Democrats promote. So if that's what you want. That's kind of my idea to not just raise a little hell in maybe the Mr. Smith tradition, but to really try, at least in every way possible, to give people that live in this district a sense that it's not just me making a decision. They're helping on each and every decision that has to be made, you know, when it comes to votes in Congress and what the priorities are. Chances are 10 minutes after I'm in D.C., I wouldn't have a committee. I wouldn't be on anything. I'd be completely powerless, but I would make that known. I would make it impossible for the media to ignore me. And I would also occasionally use vulgar language on the campaign trail.
Well, I hope so.
To make the point.
All right.
Words like BS, stuff like that. Because how else do you describe what we've been watching since we've been paying attention for the last 10 years?
Well, if you sugarcoat it, at that point, you're just becoming a victim to, you know, letting everybody have their safe space and all
PC.
That. Right. We want somebody like Trump that just flat out tells it like it is.
All right. From our audience on Martha's announcement that she will not seek re-election, Brenda says, yeah. Debbie says, awesome news. Ethan says, Becky. Darlin says, awesome news. I'm going to skip that one because it's not really fair. It's, I get the point. Mr. Boldinghall Holt, the force says, good. Great news from Ken. Awesome, awesome, awesome. In other words, I don't see a lot of people regretting this. And there's John. John Gale saying, run.
Do it.
You just want this show.
Well, then I'll do it.
You run. I'll support you.
I'm sure, yeah, the constituents of Montgomery would love me.
James, hold on.
They would.
Go out for the hair alone.
Quote a few H.L. Mencken things.
No, I wouldn't like that. No, mostly because Mencken calls the people idiots constantly.
Well, no, you, I mean, there is a... This is how you fight the idiocracy that we have... That the Democrats especially have tried to develop in this country. People too stupid to think for themselves.
What was one he said that I haven't quoted often? He said most men don't mentally age past the... don't progress past the age of 13 or 14, and then they sprout beards and political opinions.
That's an interesting thought. Comments? It's 3:33.
We're all still basically the kids we were on the playground bullying one another? And we just get a little more sophisticated with it?
I don't think... No, you said 14. I don't think it's bullying at that point.
Well, something like that.
I think you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But Rosie's here, so we...
Good thing Rosie's here.
We raised the par.
Thank
you. I love seeing her every Friday.
Her presence. So, you know more than anybody, Eddie, the importance of appearances and little things that can make a big difference in a home. Now, we're not selling the home we're living in, but Mrs. Ritterbottle has a pretty good eye, and she decided we're going to paint the front door a new color. So she went to John Lee Paints, and, you know, they could take any color and shade it, lighten it, darken it to whatever extent you want, and consult you on what it is you're doing, and we're going to use Solarproof. That's the, since it's the outside of a door we're painting, even though there is a glass door in front of it, it's still going to face exposure to the sun, and it's a nice, bright color. I think it'll look great.
Cool.
It'll complement the overall tone of the house. Kind of take it from sort of a very neutral-looking place and give it a little splash.
Pizzazz.
And, as always, Charles Bubba Turner and the staff there were fantastic. And when you have a need for paint, do yourself a favor, and you know this too, get the good stuff. Look at how well that interior, the Richards paint, held up in the house.
Holds up really well.
That's on the market. It still looks fantastic, and it's been about 6 years.
Yep.
So... And they can sell you everything else you need for a painting project and advise you on the proper roller, brushes, and so forth for the texture that you're going to cover. You can't go wrong. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, 3.5 decades of service to the River Region at that location. 3:35, we can take a couple calls here real quick, James.
Hey, Greg.
Hey.
My wish list for someone to run for Congress, I've got you, Greg Bedell, also, Becky Garrison and David Woods. I hope one of the three of you will run. I could really get behind you. I think if you gave a speech like you gave to the Montgomery Tea Party that night, where you went on a rant and then you leaned back and said, "That's how I do it." I think if you gave one of those at each. Must be the Jehovah's Witnesses here. I hear the doorbell ringing. But they were pretty nice people, though. I think that it would be really winsome to see if you gave a speech like that at everyone, and everybody would be very anxious to attend your speeches, you know. I felt really good about
the one I made at the very first Tea Party event on the steps of the Capitol downtown back in April 15, 2009. That was good. Yes. And I wrote it, and I meant it, and I did say it with passion. And do you think they'll let me wear sweatpants in Congress? Fishing shirts?
Yeah, I think it'd be refreshing to see somebody doing that, and you could pull
flip-flops
that off.
Flip-flops, too.
Yeah, just keeping it real. Yeah.
Hey, you know, but then they'll call me the flip-flop congressman. I don't want to be known as that.
No.
That's not good for it. Well, James, is there anything we could play for you this afternoon?
No, I just enjoy everything you play, and I'll just lean back and enjoy whatever you choose. But I really hope you seriously consider it, and maybe talk to someone that could aid in that venture if you should choose to.
And, thank you, man.
We'll be behind you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Go Bravos, too. They all said Trump would. They laughed at it. They mocked him the day he came down the escalator at the Trump Tower to say he was running. So go ahead. Laugh at me. Ritz?
Hey, how's it going, gang?
Good to hear from you.
Well, good to be heard. Hey, I was going to, I heard that news about Martha Roby not wanting to run again, and I started reflecting on all her accomplishments, and I come to the conclusion that her announcement not to run again was her greatest accomplishment. And I'm being nice.
I got to be honest with you. Now, granted, my Facebook group is largely composed of people that listen to the shows here, and I'm not seeing a lot of despondency among the people commenting so far.
Happy hour, who's this?
That's all I'll say. I don't want to make it personal, but I did tell somebody that was here to be on your show.
Okay.
The other day, somebody that's running for something in...
Michael Fritz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked about, do I want to have political candidates anyway? I don't want to get Martha Roby. She's become the poster girl for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first thing.
So, just thinking out loud. But interesting comment, Ritz. Can we play something for you today?
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, you hate it, but I like that one I love, and...
I don't hate it. I always feel guilty when I play it.
Well, let me relieve some of that guilt. My daddy was blind in one eye ever since he was a teenager. Mm. And he loved it. I played it for him one time.
All right.
And
I'm sold.
He thought it was hilarious.
I'm sold. I am sold.
All right, my friend.
You got it. It's coming up. I'll play it as close to four as I can get it, okay?
Thank you. And... run, Forrest, run.
Do it.
I appreciate the call. And I love our next caller because we have his introduction already produced.
Roy
is on line three.
How y'all doing?
Good, Roy. How are you?
Always love you listening, y'all. Yep, go ahead and do it, Greg.
Do it.
Time is now. And just think you'll get a pension.
Well, you'd have to elect me three times to get the pension. And as a smoker, I don't know if I'd live to see that. I don't want to die in office. I could just promise one term. Will they let me smoke in the Capitol building?
I think so.
No!
You don't bet they got a room somewhere where smoke...
Yes, I was thinking exactly that. Yeah, please.
Of course
I
do. Of course
I do. Think of the people that are in Congress now.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer there.
I'll tell you what, they've done a lot to make me continue smoking, that's for sure.
There's a beer tap in there.
Roy, is there something we can play for you today?
No, I just wanted to give you some encouragement. Do a feasibility study. Get some feelers, but I think you're going to find out some good things.
Well, thank you.
Roy!
We appreciate the call, buddy. All right, Rusty and Lee, I got to ask you to wait because we're already like 8 minutes past break time here at 3:41.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and right now wouldn't be a bad time to be out on the roadways because we don't have a lot of delays for you. The traffic on the boulevard is really busy. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and there aren't any big delays on the 31s. Let's just be careful this afternoon as we wrap up our work week. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. A Montgomery woman says her dog was picked up by animal control and taken to the Montgomery Humane Society, but then the dog went missing. She was initially told the dog had probably gotten loose from the shelter, but the next day she found out that the dog had been euthanized. The Humane Society says it was a case of mistaken identity. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly late-night shooting. Police say 27-year-old LaQuentin Brown was shot and killed in the 4700 block of Parktown Way last night. So far, no arrests have been made. Montgomery Public Schools has reopened the magnet application for high schools only until Tuesday, July 30th at noon. The process has been reopened to fill vacant slots at Booker T. Washington, LAMP, and Brubaker Technology High Schools. A very limited number of slots are available and vary by grade level. Interested parents must complete the application by noon Tuesday to be considered. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We knew that nice weather pattern wouldn't last too long, but and finally now it's fading. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cool as it has been. Overnight, low temperature 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, you'll start to feel more and more humidity. It's going to be hot and humid with a high temperature in the lower 90s. There'll be some spotty, widely scattered storms here and there in the afternoon and evening hours, and then more of the same on Monday and Tuesday. High temperatures back to the 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Mario Lopez here, and it's time for some straight talk. Look, you wouldn't spend more to get the exact same thing, would you? No, of course not. Who would? So when I tell you that Straight Talk Wireless runs on the same cell towers as the big guys but charges you a lot less, you see where I'm going with this, right? That's America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost. Get the $45 unlimited plan from Straight Talk with 25 gigs of high-speed data and no contract. Only at Walmart.
The Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event is going on now, with everything you need to let the savings flow. Like the Moen Genta 4-inch faucet in brushed nickel finish for just $99. It combines a contemporary modern design with a spot-resistant finish for a beautifully clean look in your bathroom. Today is the day for doing and stylish updates at the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath and Kitchen event going on now. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. Offer valid through October 5th while supplies last.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Chicken Salad Chick on Vaughn Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'll request Friday.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders here. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry.
I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
Watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man.
Hey, there's a campaign line in that song. I'm going to do what you tell me to. That's a good theme for the congressional seat. And then, you know, if I actually got elected, I could go up and get in AOC's face. Rashida Tlaib.
Oh, that would look good.
That would.
I mean, you would then be the poster boy for the new Justice Democrats.
I think so. I think Trump would call you right up, too. Hey, buddy, I got me a new friend right here.
Like, can you just hear the rants and coming back your way? Think you're just going to be able to rant and have no blowback, Greg?
I can take it. Shut up. I told you yesterday, and I was serious.
Racist!
I told you yesterday I don't like that. I told my daughter, not even in a joke.
Sexist.
Well.
Pig!
Well, look at the stain I got on my shirt. I mean, how can I deny that? John?
Hey.
Hi.
I was wondering if you guys could play that fart montage for me with Martha Stewart and... That's that other guy, Kurt Russell.
Oh, like the fart of the furious.
Yeah.
What was?
What are you, 9 years old and in fourth grade?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be great.
You ever notice that when guys who get along well get together, the level of It kind of diminishes somewhat.
I just heard a great Vince McMahon, Jim Ross fart story. Like, Vince McMahon drives like a crazy man in between towns wrestling shows. Like, driving, you know, 90-something, he just lets one rip. He goes, oh, what do you think of that, JR? What do you think of that? You know why it smells so bad? Protein. And JR just looks at him like, you know, Vince, I've been in the business a while. I've smelled worse. And Vince McMahon was deeply, deeply offended.
Yeah, that's a cut.
So he rolled up all the windows and just, he's like, it was a work of art. And like, it was terrible.
I believe this is the clip he was referencing.
This week on Martha Stewart Living.
So now, I'm going to pick my butt.
Martha picks her butt.
There it is. Look how big that is. It looks real nice.
After cooking up some baked beans.
And then cut cheese.
And broccoli.
It is a big problem because it just goes like crazy. These are gigantic, and they will make my house fragrant. I don't know where this one came from.
Comes
so now
worst.
You're going to peel off one. Just put one of these in a room, and you're going to get heady. You can also do this on a windowsill in the sun.
Martha Stewart cooks with gas.
And here's one of my favorites. It's made with chipotle chilies. Be careful about breathing in the fumes, because they're really strong. This is so much fun. You know when you make borscht, it's always like this.
Emily, deliver me.
If ever there,
thank you.
If ever there was a,
what are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
That's yes. That was it. John, thank you for reminding me about that.
Yeah, enjoyed it, y'all.
Take
have
care.
A good day.
Randall.
Good evening, folks.
Hey, Randall.
Good evening, Randall.
Good evening. I don't know, Greg, if you ever noticed that when Eddie and Miss Rose did, I really don't ever call that much. And I just wanted to put this out there today because I told a little bit on Barron's show, but I've always kind of skid away from people that I'm going to be talking to a lot, you know, out and over, because I always thought it never going to last. You know what I mean? I get close to somebody and either something I do or something they done. It never works out. So 84, it probably owe him so much. He's been reaching out to me, for the get-go, and I've always shined away from it, just being scared. And I was always scared to go eat places, and you kind of, you know, it kind of helped break away from that. And I really don't know where being scared to sit down with people and be elbow to elbow with folks you really don't know and laughing and cutting up went from that to just running from the love that I was being showed. Because, I mean, I'm talking like you the next day saying everybody asking about Randall. Well, I go hiding like a little turtle when I hear that. I never knew why, but I know this. I remember a person that I remember sitting with that I noticed I ain't too scared to be sitting here no more. And that was Eddie. I just want to say that, man. I listen to you on Fridays. I don't ever call just for that fact, but that's going to change. A lot of things are changing. And I done reached out. It can't be this much love I was being showed and had this much hatred in my heart for people. And I done reached out to one through the radio. We met at Midtown Police Kitchen this week, me and my daughter and him. And I smoothed it over. I'm going to work my way back up. If I even think I have a bad feeling about somebody because of this place, this show, y'all, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to end it today. I mean, you know, it ain't that they don't even know why they had a flat tire 3 weeks ago, you know, and it's something that stemmed from 2 years ago. And it just, I just thank y'all and just promise me one thing. I'll slash your tire. You try to run and leave this place. I could not have you there in the morning and in the evening. I mean, you want to add to it. We want Joy to have 3, 4, 5, 6 hours and Baron too. But I mean, you know, they don't strike one. You know, next they don't strike the 12:01. So we got plenty of time to add everybody. Just don't ever leave us. I mean, it all started me walking with Baron, but it. You was right, you know, he led the way, but you were right there beside me, man, through the darkest times you'll never know about. You don't even have a clue. Your story and y'all's love, what it got me through, and I'm going to quit running from love, I guess. And
Randall, one other thing. Have you realized how many people really love you?
Yes.
That when you show up at Baumhauer's, how excited people are to see you, to meet you. You're a bit of a celebrity, my friend.
You are.
Because you are so genuine. That's, you know, that's what really sells. And that's why I think I could legitimately have a shot to win an election. Go out there and be real. Hey, no opponent. What is an opponent going to hold over my head? My alcoholism? My drug
He's
addiction?
Already told
if you
everything.
Put everything out there.
It's all out there.
That's right.
Man, I couldn't imagine you not being on this radio. I mean, I can't imagine you not being in the casket and them not playing highlights. I can't even not imagine that. I know we ain't hearing no gospel music. I know we're going out with Greg talking on one of his rants, you know. I mean, it's just, that's the way I picture it and that's the way I hope it stays. And Eddie, man, if y'all ain't trying to, if y'all a year or two away from my house, or just get this man where you want. If you just want to talk, I ain't lying. He met me at Midtown Peace Kitchen. We just had a beer and some cheese bread, man. Just, you know, I ain't where I want to be in life. And I look up to Ed and Ed, thank you, bro. Love
thank you,
man.
Randall.
Randall, speaking for myself, I will love you forever.
Yes, man. Thank you.
You hear all this, Randall. You keep running towards the love. Keep accepting the love, even though things don't always work out. And while you do, though, run towards all this love, I think we're going to need a bigger quilt.
Oh, you better believe that, brother. But we never gonna need no lotion because we all stay wet over love. Love y'all, man.
One of a kind.
You know, I got a text just now. I think I know who I'm going to pick for my campaign manager.
There's only one man in the race qualified for the job. That man is Greg Budell. Greg Budell. Greg Budell has the education. Greg Budell has the experience. Greg Budell has his own ride to work.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell believes in the Second Amendment, the Fifth Dimension, and 7 of the 10 Commandments.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is a family man. And even though he has only one child, lots of women have called him daddy.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell will fight for you. Greg Budell will work for you. Greg Budell will mow your lawn if you just vote him into this cushy job.
Greg Budell.
When you go to vote, vote as much as you like, but just make sure you vote for Greg Budell. Paid for by the committee to elect Greg Budell, Greg Budell chairman. I'm not Greg Budell, but I approve this message. Greg Budell.
What do you think?
I mean, like a different
approach, right? Especially like the fact you got your own ride to work. That's really important.
Yeah.
It's a winner. It's a winner every time. It is 3:57 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I know some very respectable people beyond the group in this room.
Huh?
except for somebody who's kind of on the fence at the moment.
We won't say what his name is, but he's making noise right now.
Nor would I ever use my considerable influence within the company to do anything but promote the opportunities for those coworkers who have shown their loyalty to me over the years. Like Emily.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rich Thomas.
Oh, yeah. I love Rich.
He isn't any help for me. Uh-huh. He's the big coon here. He's a star.
Adorable.
He sure is. I've been thinking about him a lot today because, look, Rich Thomas literally feels everything to the core of his soul. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times during the timeline he's gone over an event that was a significant part of his life. And he'll choke up. He'll choke up talking about anniversaries of events that took place in World War II because he knows his dad's story. Mm-hmm. Both of our dads served in the Pacific and saw a lot of action. And so he's going for his reunion, and I just know, and you know, he lost his brother the year before last. He his family is gone, his mom and dad. So he's walking back, going back to Memoryville. So I said, if you need to talk, give me a call. Because he is, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, he is a 15.
Oh, no doubt.
When it comes to, you know, genuine emotional contact with situations and people. Love the man. It's 3:58 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Now, above and beyond the esteemed individuals in the room, I'd be afraid to ask, like Donnie Turner. Donnie, I'm thinking about running. Could I count on your endorsement? Could you make me look as good as new, maybe better? That would be nice.
Got a buffer in that shot.
Unfortunately, he can't. He can't replace. Although my bumper is shrinking. This keto thing is.
Thank you.
Seriously, if your car's in a wreck and, you know,